questions about the practice? How do you feel as opposed to when you first came into the house?
Totally peaceful.
We've been at it for 1 hour and 44 minutes, according to the
iPod.
But how different we feel with just a little bit of concentrated effort.
Happy, joyous perseverance.
Yeah. So this teaching goes on to say, when man becomes aware of this truth, in other words, that by control of the breath we can either create a kingdom or a prison, when man becomes aware of this truth, he wishes to gain control of his thoughts, feelings, emotions, passions, and all of his affairs. And he goes on to say that one can do this by practicing control of the breath.
One feels so much better that you think, okay, I really must turn the alarm clock past, you know, earlier, because it would do me a lot more good than the extra sleep.
Well, and that's very true. I mean, I have read that even an hour of meditation is the same as a whole night of sleep. You know, not that one has to meditate for an hour. Some people aren't up for that rigor on their own. I mean, it develops over time. But that's why it's good to do these retreats and to come to these kinds of classes, because we can develop that kind of discipline, you know. And I can remember, I mean, I was the kind of person where I always prayed. I mean, from the time I was very little, I always prayed and did the rosary and had my little prayer books and, you know, all those kinds of things. And I personally was drawn to be, you know, I was sort of contemplative by nature. But meditating is very different. Those things are somewhat active, and meditative is a much more, in a sense, it's very active because you're present, but it's not like you're doing something or reaching out. You're just sort of sitting and being present. And I can remember, again, you know, 20 years ago or more, just sort of starting, like, I'm also a very active person. Anyone that knows me knows that. I'm like the Energizer Bunny. It's like, is she ever going to wind down and go to sleep? But the thing is that I felt drawn naturally just to learn to sit. And I really found it a challenge. I would set my alarm. I lived alone at the time. And I would set my little timer on my microwave for 2 minutes. Just to see if I could stay really concentrated and awake and not like for 2 minutes. And then soon it was like 3 minutes, and then it was like 20 minutes. And, you know, it just kind of increased naturally. I wanted to increase it because I was seeing what was happening. So that's why I say to people, just start for a couple minutes and see what happens, you know. Because sometimes if you start for too long, then you think it's just too much, too soon. And you're... Yeah, give up. A person would give up. We haven't really gotten into any new material yet, but for me, this has been a pretty good class. I don't know how it is for everybody else. Okay. So I'm just going to continue to review, since there's so few of us here, and so many people weren't able to come, and we'll get into the new the new subject. And you can see, I mean, I sort of underline certain areas that I want to repeat, but the new one that we're supposed to do, everything's underlined. So it's like every sentence is really meaty. So we'll wait on that, but I would like to review again the little section called The Life of Power. And then we can sit for a little while, and then I think it's enough. I think feel pretty full. You doing okay?
I'm fine.
Good. Glad you came?
It's a perfect day to be doing it.
Isn't
because
it?
Because it's, you know, it's very uplifting outside. It's cool outside. It creates a wonderful environment.
Good. And you've been able to concentrate in spite of the lawnmowers and things. Yeah. It helps to develop one's concentration.
That's having the house all open is so nice, too.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard them momentarily, and then they just
goes
went
away
in the breeze.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Despite the intense dogs. Dog barking.
That's right.
She had to be very proud of Leo.
He doesn't do that. He doesn't react to the other dogs barking, which we're very happy about.
Well,
he has a big
not
bark.
Outside. He's inside.
I don't recall him doing it that much even when we're outside, but at any rate.
Yes, I know your boy's perfect, but
he is.
When
he really
over,
is.
When he's over at Becky's.
Like you, you're my other boy. You're perfect, too.
When he's at Becky's, he joins
them. Oh, yeah, when he's over there with them, sure. But if he's out on the deck and he's with us, he doesn't do it. Oh, yeah, they'd think he was a real puss if he didn't join in with that. What's up with you? Aren't you a dog?
It's bad enough smelling like lavender and stuff if he
didn't
do that.
Aw, yeah. Leo, he might just need to stretch for a minute.
Say hello to everybody again.
Maybe we could come back and lay down, though. Hmm? We're not finished. Go out. Downward dog. It's a perfect downward dog, isn't it? Yogic posture. Leo? No,
Leo.
No.
Come on.
Just a little while longer.
That's cool. Down.
Good, relax. So this is, I'll just read a few of these sentences that are key. Thank you. On breath depends the capability and efficiency which one thoroughly does one's work. On breath depends the capability and efficiency with which one thoroughly does one's work. Shortness of breath gives man impatience. Lack of endurance and irregularity of the rhythm of the breath gives man confusion and makes him inclined to be easily upset. So again, shortness of breath gives man impatience. Lack of endurance and irregularity of the rhythm of the breath gives one confusion and makes one feel inclined to be easily upset. So that's why we do these breaths rhythmically. It's so we can kind of train ourselves to keep a more regular breath. One always will find that those who get easily cross, quickly upset, instantly annoyed, have something wrong with the breath. And what they need is training of breath and breathing. He says, when their body and mind is so repaired, one will find no more disagreeableness in their nature. Regular and rhythmic breathing gives health to body and mind both. That's why in Tai Chi and in yoga saying, one posture in, next posture out, syncing everything up. Listen to this. Inspiration comes from above, but as light. So now we're getting some, this is from a whole different paper, but here we now get a little clue of why we do that visualization in the etheric breath of the light. Inspiration comes from above, but as light. It is the work of the mind to receive it, which of course is then the air element, you see. Can you see the connection here? But if the mind is not ready to receive it, the inspiration will come, but it will not be realized. It won't have any capacity to absorb that inspiration. And then last time we did this as an example, because he gave this example. It is just like the difference between the gong of metal and the gong of wood. So it's like one's more able to receive and absorb the vibration, and one's just
flat.
And in fact, what's really happening with the breath is we're stimulating these different parts of our being, and they start to vibrate. They become alive. And I'm sure we could look at that under some sort of scientific condition, and we would see that. And so things start to move and quiver, and they become more receptive. They're not. They're this. Sense and practical. You know, people make meditation and spirituality mystical. There is a hidden dimension, but it is also very, it's based on, I mean, these yogis, from what I understand, they observe their natural surroundings. You know, all of the yogic postures have come from the observation of animals. Cobra pose, downward dog, you know, mountain pose. I mean, you know, it's all there. They observed things. We were talking about that last night. Don was talking about, single-pointed meditation, you know, in Tibetan Buddhism at least, you know, like you concentrate. And it's like you're just receptive and you get it. You sort of understand something in a way after you've sort of relaxed in wakeful meditative state in a concentrated mind. There's a realization that comes, and I think that if you can imagine how these practices came, you know, these people were doing, you know, sitting in meditation, absorbing and observing the natural environment, resonating with it, harmonizing with it, and these realizations have come because they were awake to it, lived in that way. Oh, here we go. Breathing. Right breathing makes the mind vibrate, and the vibration is the sign of life. Questions or comments?
I'm going to make an observation just from my practice.
Uh-huh.
People that come that are in intense pain don't breathe.
Right.
The reason they don't breathe is because when you breathe, you start to feel. So when you get, as Stephanie's teaching us, the concept of the flow of light that comes in the cycles of the breath, you take control, and your world is not a prison, and you're not afraid to breathe because you're not afraid to feel because you have the control of taking awareness and becoming receptive to all the beauty, instead of closing yourself into this little space where you don't dare breathe because, oh my gosh, you might hurt something. So you take control of the whole being, but especially it starts, I think, with the emotional body. That's just an amazing thing to really believe it's nice. And it gives you life. It gives you light. If you think of breath as little particles of light floating down through your four lower bodies, then you understand that you're really part of all. You're part of the universe. You're part of God. You're part of everything. You're part of everybody else. The rug on the floor, the dog lying down. Everything beautiful in the world, and it all has to do with energetic being, and that's breath. Thank you. That's lovely.
Yeah. For me, I really learned so much in 93 when I had that major experience in India, and I was just out. The one thing I knew, the one reason I knew I was alive still, was the pain. And there was nothing that could be done with the pain except for, because what I discovered is when you're in that much pain, there is no escaping it. And when you tense up and you try to avoid it, it creates more pain. And so what I really learned, you know, was like days of just like, oh my God, you know, I really didn't know anyone could live in that much constant pain and live. I just thought you'd go unconscious. But the thing is what I did was I would concentrate just fully on the pain and just breathe into the pain, breathe into the pain. It was the only thing that could give me relief. And it was a huge lesson because really, that's what it is all about. Breathe into the uncomfortable situations, breathe into the, you know, whatever's going on, and it does. We open to it, or we realize something from it, or, you know, whatever. I mean, not always the ultimate objective is to be relieved. I mean, for me, there was a lot of realization that came through that experience, but the point is that it's just being present. Being present, being present. Next moment, breath. Concentrating on it. I mean, that was the meditation for days.
It's a process, I think, a little bit of allowing rather than resisting.
Yeah, and there's a lot of... And then that's why people don't breathe, because it's like, if I just, I'm going to feel it, I'm going to move something in it. But I'll be curious to see how your practice and your work in the world might change from these things. And also you being more mindful of your breath, not that you already aren't, because I know you've been a practitioner for some time, but becoming more aware of these elements and these directions and being able to use...
Exactly. It's wonderful.
Yeah. And just by you changing your breath, it will also change theirs. It can be very subtle.
What is your business?
What?
Oh, I do energetic healing work.
Okay.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
But you would understand that, I think, from your perspective,
mm-hmm.
the energetic.
Mm-hmm.
What makes the breath such a, to me, what makes it such a useful tool is that, for instance, the relationship between mind and body. I mean, breath both follows, and I think Hazar Nayakhan says that somewhere here, it both follows and it leads the body. Meaning, when you get excited, your breath.
Yeah.
So, being mindful of that, one can use the breath to then calm the body. By the same token,
absolutely.
If you're excited, you know, you can use the breath to calm yourself if you turn that. You know, it's the same sort of thing with the mind. It's one of those few things that's, you know, physiologically it's both conscious and unconscious.
Mm-hmm.
Where, you know, you can't, you know, you can modify your breathing, but it happens on its own. It's you know, you can't stop breathing. You won't stop breathing at night. You know, normally. So it's very unique in that way, and it's that It also has that concept of being one of those few vehicles through which we experience the outside world and the inside world. You know, not that these dichotomies really exist, but being as something through a window through these things that we conceive of as dual.
Yeah.
It's quite unique.
Well, and I think the elements really correspond also in sort of the doorways of perception. You know, like the water element is certainly the blood, you know, but it's also taste, you know, and air is hearing. You know, these elements correspond to all of these doorways of perception as well. If we didn't ever talk about anything else except for these breaths, well, they always say that. If you understand one thing very deeply, it's sort of the key that unlocks all the other, you know, understandings. Let's just sit for a few more minutes and breathe and sort of absorb what we've shared here. If you'd like to join us afterwards, we have some little food to share, and just again, reminder that we don't charge for the class, but we have lots of projects, people that are needing help, things that we're trying to do, and so if you want to offer something in that way, we'll make sure that it gets funneled to a good direction. become completely out of it, which we'd like to dedicate whatever merit has arisen today for the benefit of all beings. I don't know about anyone else, but I can really feel myself vibrating. Can you feel it? Yeah. 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 We helped with the digestion. Yeah. Good.